But so
are they synced up?
Yeah.
Now they will be.
Cause you sync them up in post. Clap?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can mark where the
clap sync.
The clap sync. Yeah, it's a little clap sync.
I had no idea that was a thing. I just thought people were doing that for fun.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, it's a thing.
About the clap?
Yeah.
So what,
yeah, because then
for?
you take the audio and you match up the sound of the clap.
And that's
to the video.
You're on the right. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. It makes it easier to sync it up. So
yeah. Okay.
That's why they do the little fucking clipboard thing in the movies.
Yeah.
Clapper.
Yeah, they did that on
Modern
Monday.
Modern technology.
Modern tech. Yep, the clap.
How long has that been around?
That shit's weird, though. Like, the fucking, those clappers, like, this one dude, Monday, like, while we were filming, like, he fucking, like, couldn't find the right camera, and every one in the crew was like, no, Dave, it's this one. Mm-hmm. And they had to, like, kept getting him to the right one, mm-hmm. and he still couldn't, like, he's an old man, so he didn't know what he was doing, and then, like, he finally figured it out, and he's like, somebody else fucking do this. He just, like, totally, like, bailed.
He was using the wrong clapper?
Yeah, no, he was using the wrong camera. Like, he couldn't find the right, like, camera to clap, like, the final cue. Because, mm-hmm. like, allegedly, it was, like, a crew from Cops. Like, I had no idea. And, like, they, like, have so many cameras, and the very last camera has to get a clap or, like,
where
a sound
this?
Sync. It was the fucking That Worst Show or whatever the fuck.
Oh, at Valhalla.
Yeah. And, they have to, like, all be on the same sync, and if they aren't, then, like, they just all, like, yell at each other and shit. It's fucking kind of funny, because you're just, like, sitting there not knowing what to do other than, yeah. I guess, look pretty. But
do they have to
time
the clap at the same time?
No, so they have to, like, yes and no, but it's more of a, like, they have to make sure that the final camera is synchronized that's recording. Because if they get it all synchronized, like, just the first two and the last isn't, then it's, like, hard to edit together. It's hard to put it together because the sound will be all miscombobulated. Because I didn't know that you could synchronize, like, earlier. Like, it took me, like, a little bit to get that episode dropped because I was like, the fuck? Like, how do I do this? And then, like, there's a synchronize button. And
there's a button for it?
Yeah.
Oh, do we even need to do the clap thing then?
No. You need to. But, like, the clap right. helps. It's like, I was looking at different tools. It's a clap. One of those actual clickers, and then, like, a sound thing, like, an actual... I think everyone has to say the same thing at the same time.
Penis. All right. Penis.
One, two, three.
Penis.
Shit, yeah, that's how it works.
Fuck, you switched up on it.
Penis.
Oh, this is his first time Truck's been on cam?
No, he was on
the last one.
Yeah, the last one was really funny. He was going back and forth.
He's patrolling the neighborhood.
Yeah.
He's on a watch out from the fucking watchtower.
He heard you say cops. He was like, go do that.
Yeah. He say penis. He's like, I'll look for it.
You needed somebody to be a cop.
And now he wants to get on the mic. My name's Truck.
Not Fool.
I love giving kisses.
He's a big baby. He's a big baby.
So scary.
Love his belly of robes.
Oh.
Just a little monster.
Yeah.
I was thinking about gay arranged marriages.
What about
them? There we go.
Does that happen?
No.
I don't think so.
I feel like it would be a reality show if it did happen.
You need to fuck my brother.
No.
You have to fuck my brother. He's very cute.
He's so horny.
I am, like, so horny.
You have nice balls.
Just it's like it's the wedding day. They take the veil off, and it's just another Indian guy. And he's like, "Oh my God, you are beautiful. You are even more beautiful than I thought."
Oh, Bobo.
Well, I was thinking in terms of financially speaking.
Son, you must marry a doctor.
Financially speaking, it is the best option.
What, two guys?
Yeah, two doctors.
Two doctors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're gonna be fucking rich now. Yeah, you're gonna marry this guy.
Good point.
And because if you had a lot of kids, you know, you marry some of them off with women, so that you have more family members.
Yeah.
And then you know, the highest earner, you go, you marry the highest earner off to another.
I mean, gay.
The dog, fucking.
I mean, gay Indian man is so funny.
He's ops right now.
Oh, it's not even that they're gay though. They're just.
Oh, it's just arranged.
The marriage is gay.
Oh, the marriage is gay, but they're not gay.
Oh, I was really confused.
Yeah, they just kind of hang out and still talk about Bob and Vagine.
Or you're a straight guy, and you're like, who'd you find to marry me, Mom? And they're like, This guy right here.
This guy.
It's their dad going, we need the money.
We are going to be so rich.
And you're just like, shit.
Fucking shit.
I just want my girl to text me back. She used to call me on my cell phone.
Are you okay, buddy?
Pretty sad about it, but it's okay, dude. Fucking rolling with the punches. We're getting funnier and funnier every day.
I like that,
we have
dude.
To be alphas.
I thought you dropped the crown
right
for a second there, King.
Be dead
no,
right
it's,
now.
It's in our blood, bro. It's in... What'd you say? Sorry.
Oh. Drake. I was doing Drake, too.
Hell yeah. fucking...
So I don't get why you're yelling at me.
That's a bar, dude.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm going to find love one day. You think you have it, but sometimes... God just says no.
Yeah.
Not your time, player.
Not today, player.
Clock keeps ticking.
Yeah. You guys thought you'd be together forever.
I don't know. At least for a couple more months.
God didn't. God did.
God said, hell no. Maybe one day.
God
though.
Said, I have plans for you.
Yeah, dude.
Or maybe
said,
he has plans for
God
us.
God said, you need a even badder.
You need an even better bitch.
Even better.
Say, Grant, you put down the bong.
God said, get you an upgrade.
You're my favorite.
You an upgrade?
You're my favorite child. I never had a son that could crush so many beers.
Yeah, yeah, God gives his highest soldiers the baddest bitches. Damn, Grant, yeah, you're dude. So fucked up right now.
You
I can get you all baddie.
Damn, you,
you need
stung.
Like a live resin shoddy. Like a shatter, yeah. Glass shatter.
Oh, shit.
That retard weed.
You thought those were your footsteps on the beach, my son? No, it was a badass. It was a bad booty Latina.
Yeah.
Bouncing on her booty like a... Like a ball.
Yeah. Baby, let me get a horned dab.
Yeah, what about on the beach when there were just one pair of Jordan 3s making an imprint in the sand?
on the beach.
Yeah,
long white socks and Jordan 3s.
Yeah, long white
with your baddie. With your shawty?
That was your fine ass shawty carrying you, son.
Because you drank too many beers in the sun.
And she thought it was so cool.
Yeah, she thought it was so the cool. Coolest, bro.
I've never seen anybody drink that many beers.
He drank it so fast.
Oh my God, you drank so many
beers. You love to smoke the weed, the chronic.
He's a 24-ounce beer. I said, there's no way.
No way.
No way he's going to drink that butt ice.
What is Grant Adcock always? He goes, you want to see how drunk I can get? You want to see how drunk I can get?
I love that shit. Oh, so Adcock's fun. The bro. Fucking.
I thought we were going swimming.
We were going swimming.
You watch football on your phone, drink 17 beers, pass out.
What the fuck?
Like, literally so hot.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
I had to drag you in the back of that hatchback so you could sleep it off.
Yeah, I'll fucking do whatever the fuck I want.
You say you were going to make hot dogs.
Oh, can we get hot dogs? Oh, please, can we get hot dogs?
I think the pizza man might be here. Okay.
He said he's here. Yes. But he's not locked out.
No, he can't get up to the... Has Grant told you about the time the guy left the pizza on the trash can?
Yeah.
They were arguing. I got other orders. I'm just going to leave it down here. In the picture, it's just the pizza on top of the trash.
Crazy move.
Bro,
like parallel universe Grant dropping a pizza off to himself.
Yeah.
I got orders.
Fuck you. That shit, bro.
It's like two.
I'm in a fight with one of the pizza makers.
Yeah. It's me and the dough man.
Freaking dough maker said something weird to me. I'm pissed about it.
It's two dogs seeing each other in the park for the first time. Mm-hmm. Wait.
Yeah, me and the delivery driver are gonna have a dog fight.
I'm already late from an extra order, and I gotta pick up weed before I get there.
I'm doing this on the clock, bro. Give me a break. I have to.
Just Grant with a fucking butt ice in hand, screaming on the phone.
Yeah.
Those literally. Yeah. Those literally. I was like, are you fucking with me?
I'm coming. Just wait.
I did say, but I'm coming, dude. I'm coming.
Yes, he's put on his slides.
That pissed me the fuck off, bro. That was pizza for the squad, and this motherfucker put it on the trash can.
He put it on top of the trash can. Yeah, that's so funny. I like him being like, I could put it on the ground, but seeing the trash can and being like, this is the best place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Elevated. Yeah, he was like, oh, this is sturdy enough. No one's going to touch this.
No way someone would touch this.
It's on the trash.
On top of the trash can.
Fucking suck my dick,
Domino's. You don't put trash on top of the trash can. You put the trash inside, so it's fine.
Yeah, top of a trash can is basically a table.
Yeah.
It's where trash never goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why we don't have a trash can outside of our building anymore.
That's not the first time they've done that, too.
Taking it away?
No, I remember ordering a pizza one time. And they, like, it said delivered, and then, like, just wouldn't pick up the phone. I was like, well, I guess they fucking just stole my pizza. And it went out the next day, and there was just a pizza sitting on top of the trash can. And nobody had touched it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yes.
Pizza.
Oh, my gosh. Is there a pizza on the way?
Should we pause it?
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. Come on in.
You want to be alone? That would be pretty funny if she came in.
Come on in. Let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your day.
Dude, hell yeah.
Bro, stop him. We should do that. Are you down?
10 nice. Bites.
He is a stranger,
10
though.
Bites, everybody knows the rules.
Yeah.
He's a lip turd.
We don't like those around here. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, what's up, dude? We're recording our fucking conservative podcast.
Yeah.
Our extreme right-wing podcast.
Yeah, like the Danger Cats from cameras. We should have put the camera on them.
All right, hold on.
So are you, like, scared of
So them? Why do you have that fucking mask on, huh?
Huh?
Is it because you're fucking lip turd?
Scared of the fake diseases?
The plandemic. You got plandemicked.
It's more like a shamdemic.
Grant, what are you doing?
Scamdemic.
Yeah, scamdemic. Was there how much these fucking pizzas cost?
That's cool, man. I like that hoodie. Yeah, why?
What? That is a cool hoodie, man.
Why'd you say it like that?
Yeah. You kind of said it like he's a guy you've never met, but...
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that.
That's a cool hoodie, man.
Are we just going to eat on pod? You're just going to be munching into the microphones the whole time. You're lip smacking on it. Who gives a shit anymore?
Fart,
damn,
fart
you're really down?
Camera, Grant, fuck it. We don't
fart into the camera, dude.
Fart in the cam.
Fart in the cam. Give him the fucking...
Spread your cheeks wide open. And fucking...
Oh, the black box. That's like it's like one of those fucking...
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you
got to
buy
Malaysia.
That with a fucking metal credit card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's Malaysia flight. 370.
In the black box?
Yeah, it's a black box.
Yeah. It was just a pizza.
It was just a
they
pizza
cut my
whole thing.
Wrong. Fuck it.
They cut it wrong? Cut
man, they fucked your shit up.
Yeah,
I
wanted, the pizza was supposed to have a fade. Yeah.
I wanted square cuts to get
tapered
me,
crust.
Like pizza cuts.
Alright, dude. If you're going to force me to eat pizza,
I love that we. I love that we got a camera. Now they can see us.
Yeah.
I can see.
Literally never Wait, done this.
You see how this does is not productive though, right? But it's cool. Is it?
Yeah, it's really cool.
It is pretty cool.
It's a good time to do it before we get famous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who cares?
It was just literally 5 minutes of us eating, not talking. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, exactly. Freaking. But also, this pizza's not that bad. Mr. Domino did good.
Thanks, Grant.
I'm calling up the Domino's. Who made this
Shout
fucking
Grant,
pizza?
Dude. Shout out, Grant.
Provider. Thank you.
No problem, brethren.
Thank you, Gra.
Fucking dig in.
Gra gives.
Dab hitter. Provider.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool seeing fucking people still, like, try to be funny last night, even though, like, the audience was kind of gay. But
what audience?
At yeah, I know, right? Yeah. There was, like, barely anybody mm-hmm. there.
At the Good Evening News show.
Grant was wilding on some lady in the audience by herself.
Yeah, I was trying to fuck her, but...
It's kind of working. She kind of liked
was,
you.
Was
she was, dude, at the yeah. end. She was being pretty nice.
He called her a pig.
Oh, that's a joke.
He said his number into the microphone.
He goes, it's a bunch of retards and some pig bitch.
Whoa.
And she goes, I'll stay right here. I'm having fun. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Is that why you got pizza? Because you feel bad about last night? Every Tuesday, I'm going to be like, dude, you should go up and talk about how bad the show sucks. And I won't have to pay for food on every Wednesday.
Well, I do feel kind of bad, but also it's like not really. I was really hungry.
Don't feel
and
bad.
And also, I was like, fucking, well, I want to have something to eat. I don't know if y'all have eaten. So fuck it.
I was famished.
So fuck it, dude. Emergency pizza?
Emergency pizza.
Any of these an emergency pizza?
No, I already spent my emergency pizza.
Oh. Emergency pizza?
Yeah, what's an emergency?
If you're a Domino's subscriber, you get a free pizza every month, allegedly.
But a free pizza every month?
But actually, I only get mine every 3 months.
I actually
got
an emergency pizza last night. It was like a real deal.
Did you get one?
Yeah, it was like a real deal. Like, oh, dude, the food situation didn't work out. We need some pizza or something.
You want another slice?
Yeah. And then we don't have any dinner. We need pizza. And we got an emergency pizza. It was awesome.
What, from Domino's?
Yeah.
Oh, you're running it back then.
Yeah. Not bad. Bro, there was a period. There was a period in my life where I ate Domino's like.
Dude, we went
at
hard.
Least once a day.
My God.
Yeah, we. Yeah.
If not twice.
Yeah, we used to go through Domino's a lot here.
It's a steal, man.
I used to get the bread bowls. You get the bread bowl. Little pro tip.
The bread bowl.
You get the bread bowl soup thing or bread bowl pasta.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a pasta pizza.
Yeah, if you let it sit for a little bit.
Pasta pizza.
So it's not so hot. You can just eat it like you take two hands and eat it like a big sandwich almost. It's kind of badass.
Dude, that Pizza Hut delivers on airport.
Yeah.
Flames.
When they gonna have the buffet?
They just have crust. They do
the mini boxes.
Folded. Uh-huh. What are they called?
Ooh. Calzone.
The melts. Yeah. Basically calzone.
Pizzoni.
Oh, good. Pizzoni.
Who's a calzone? God. This is also the problem with eating. Because now I'm just like, man.
Yeah, I'll turn it off.
Yeah. Watch a movie, dude. Let's watch Red Rocket eat some pizza.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I don't want to watch no dog dick movie.
A dog dick movie?
It's not called... It sounds like dog dick, but it's not about dog dicks.
Okay, well, what would you name a dog dick movie?
It's about...
I didn't name
it's
it.
It's about light pedophilia.
Oh.
On dogs?
Oh, Red Rock on a dog.
Paul DeFilio. I'm so sorry.
Pedophilia. Paul DeFilio.
With a T.
Yeah, that was right there. Paw dog fealtalia.
I'm a pogdophile.
Whoa.
Nice.
Whoa. All right.
What?
Progs.
Pogdophile. P-A-W-G.
Oh, man, so I'm sorry, guys. I fucking kind of...
What?
You're out of it?
For a second, dude. I didn't know what we were talking about.
It's all right. You crushed like two
man, you fucking...
You went into...
Yeah, man, your fucking eyes turned black. You got shark eyes. You started eating pizza.
Yeah, dude, I turned into a fucking pizza demon.
You threw up the standardized testing.
You cheat off me.
I don't want to grab a plate right now.
Eat it like Kim Jong-un, dude.
Yeah. You guys
can't be seen
eating. Don't eat your pizza like me.
Yeah. Like the captain of a ship. Can't be seen eating with his men.
Oh, I don't know. I just thought it might look really fucking crazy on camera. Just like...
Oh, I mean, that pizza for sure.
Yeah, that one, not for sure. Yeah, that one's a little gooey.
Okay. It's not... I don't know if gooey is the best term.
Stop being so homophobic, bro.
It's not. I'm not being homophobic. It's not...
No, the pizza's caked
so
up.
So gooey.
Yeah. Okay, caked up ass pizza.
Right, now you're just
very
being
good.
Funny. Now you're all just being so fucking funny.
No, it's
like
a good dude's ass.
Cleverness. Wit.
No, you eating that pizza is like gay sex.
It's a cheesy booty. Alright, would you eat a guy's ass?
Shut up.
Yeah. Wait, no, for real.
Grant's,
no,
let him
ask a question.
Shut Grant's up, favorite bro. Game.
No, it's a good question.
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, no, finish the question.
Excuse me.
You're biting into a delicious pizza.
Uh-huh.
And then you find that? You remove, you know, you're removing the slice and you realize that underneath the pizza is a man's ass.
Mm-hmm.
But you still eat the pizza.
Would you still eat the pizza? No. And you've already eaten a slice of
no,
this part.
Really?
Fuck you.
What if it was good?
Yeah, oh, you would, Mr. Johnson. You would fucking do that if you saw a freaking...
If I saw a man's ass and yeah. eat my pizza? Well, first, you know what I would say? What I would do? I'd say,
what?
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
I say, hey, what are you doing over there? Homophobe?
You would not talk to it.
I go, what the hell?
You'd fucking throw it in the trash, or you just keep it there.
I go, hello, sir. Are you in danger? Sorry, my friend is so consumed with not being gay that he just let you be stuck in a pizza box.
No, bro,
with your
I'm not.
Ass out.
Look, dude, I think
burning your whole butt.
Bro, being gay is okay.
Burn your damn butt
being
off.
Gay is okay. I just think sometimes they scare me a little bit, and that's fine, bro. Fucking. Totally normal. I think it's totally normal, and it's fine, bro.
It's the definition of homophobia.
No. It's not.
No,
that.
I like spiders. They just scare me a little bit.
Okay, all right. Okay.
They just fill me with an irrational fear.
Yeah.
Look, bro.
Fear is so deep seated. I don't even really know where
I've
it
had,
comes
I
from.
I have gay family members. I've got like gay friends. It's,
what do you do?
Those are like cool. What do you do to them?
Throw rocks at them?
No. Fuck
how,
you.
How would you dap up?
I give them gifts because they're my fucking family.
What do you do when you
for
run
Christmas,
out of
what do you give them gifts? Like condoms and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Stuff they
lube,
think they'd like.
Yeah. And yeah. Pillows, yeah, for sure.
Grant,
fucking pieces of shit.
Grant, do you hug them like the rest of your family, or is it like a firm handshake situation?
I fucking hug them, bro, yeah. They're my family,
like,
bro.
Like,
they're people.
Do you
it's okay.
Before you hug them, do
the
you
thing
like
that scares
around?
Me about gay people is just
make sure nobody sees me hug
sometimes,
them.
No. It's just sometimes getting complimented is a little different. Or like...
when they're nice to you?
Yeah, or like when somebody is touching on you when you don't really want it.
What, your family members?
No.
Oh, just gay
family
people.
Is whatever. But they don't do stuff like that.
Okay.
It's not...
Right.
Yeah, like,
they don't do stuff like that. Check.
Like,
you fucking right. I don't know. I don't know if it's like, hey, Grant, I really like that haircut. You're like, what do you mean by that?
No. It's like,
what do you fucking
you.
Mean by that?
Thank you. Fucking, no. I don't know. Sometimes gay people just scare me because it's like, I don't want to fucking, like,
catch it.
You don't want to fucking.
No, it's not that. It's not that.
You don't
I just
want to have sex with them.
It's totally that. And it's also like, I don't want to fucking be.
Horny?
You don't want to be seen as gay.
No, I just don't want to get in like, I don't want to
love.
Leave nobody on or be fucking
you
weird.
Leave nobody on.
Just kidding. I fucking, no, I just don't, I don't know. I just.
This is how you do it. Well, here. This is
you're a good guy.
I am.
You let him down easy. You're a good guy. You're going to bust a fat load in some guy's ass. Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this
just
is what you can
trying.
Do, Grant. You don't have to be, I feel like you're thinking about it too much. If like a gay guy just like compliments you, can you just tell him pass? Just go, hey man, I'm good on all that. Pass, and then they
like
get,
that.
And then they get to go. What are you even fucking
that
talking
was fucking
about?
Mean. That,
yeah, that's kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy advice.
No, I'm saying that's
I'm
what you should do.
That was fucking okay. Yeah.
You go, hey, pass on that one, homie. Mm-hmm. And you just say that.
You go, fuck off, homo. Fuck off, you fucking homo.
Are you talking about like
bone smuggler?
What if you didn't know they were gay
I haven't heard that
and they were doing that? How would you react? How would you react to a straight guy giving you a compliment like that?
I mean, it's still
fuck off,
weird.
Homo.
Yeah, unless like we're cool, like I don't know, bro. Like it takes a certain like it all comes out with tone.
Je
and,
ne
like,
sais quoi.
Yeah, je ne sais quoi, whatever that means. fucking, it just sounds really interesting. It sounds like it fits, but I don't know.
Je ne sais quoi. What do you think, je ne sais quoi?
I've been
quoi
learning
means?
French.
Je ne sais quoi, I think it sounds like...
Yeah, I've been learning French.
Jen and quail.
So well, damn, that sounds kind of good, huh?
Yeah, jam and quail.
So, and that sounds pretty straight and pretty cool.
Jam and quail?
No, I'm just playing.
I think quail is like gay chicken.
Dumb as fuck.
It's gay chicken?
I take it off the record.
Quail is gay chicken.
Quail is very close
oh,
to another
keyword.
Oh, you
sitting on that egg.
So, I don't know.
Quote it.
Yeah, I'm going to just go over here and sit on his egg.
Let me lay an egg real quick.
Oh, let me sit on that egg. Oh, that's a big egg.
That's a motherfucking gay chicken.
That's a motherfucking gay chicken.
I don't know, bro. I just want a girlfriend, dog. Fucking, I think I got to stop, like, being scared of gay people.
You gotta stop thinking like that.
It's
yeah,
cool
don't
though.
Be afraid of gay people, bro. Yeah.
Gay people don't really scare me too much. It's just sometimes the thought of it.
You get up. I feel like it's just. You probably just get uncomfortable.
I mean, everyone's called. Oh, another thing, dude, is I've been called gay like all my life. Like, so, like, it's kind of. I'm always trying not to like look fucking gay or like stupid. Like, I don't know.
Bro, you're the straightest guy I think I've ever met.
I was a choir kid and like a I don't know, band kid, and like everyone was always like, "Oh, you fucking faggy singing in the choir, fucking."
Like, yeah, but it's just. I mean, like it's that. Just like everything. Everybody calls everybody. I mean, everybody calls everybody gay.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm always like. No. Yeah.
This is the thing. Everything is kind of gay.
Yeah. No, it is. Honestly, bro, gay should be a different word now.
I just did one just now. See? My handle. I was just stretching, and all of a sudden.
It's nice.
Now. Yeah. Let me put my hand right here, and then Mikey moved back, and now I'm gay. See?
That's it. Now we're not.
What do you? You said it should be a different word.
Gay? Not
see?
Gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. See? Gay.
Nama. Yeah, gay's a situational thing.
It's potential
anything,
energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 It's kinetic homosexuality.
Mm-hmm. Swag.
Yeah. If anything, it makes you look more straight.
I can put my dick as close to your butt as I want.
Yeah. And that makes you look more straight. It's like a...
Really?
Yeah, it's like a breaking point.
Damn.
The more you're like...
I don't believe
don't
it.
Don't bother me none, dude.
Doesn't bother me. I'm getting fucked in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not even thinking about
straightest
it like that.
Thing you can do.
Take it.
Take it in the ass.
Shut the fuck up.
Take it in the ass and be chill about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you were fucking me in the ass? I didn't even notice. I was just thinking about pussy.
She don't bother me none. Are you done?
Oh, this? Are you done?
The guy in the pizza
had some
box,
fun?
I don't even think he's gay. I think he just poops pizzas. His butt is facing up and there's a pizza on top of it.
What are you talking
That's
about?
What I'm saying. You got to ask. He's going back to if you remove the pizza slice and you
should. Oh. This way, we're like, that's like, we don't, you don't even know what is gay. You know, that's not even... necessarily. That might just be a guy that
hanging out
has a magical power.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's not gay at all.
He's
honestly.
Just a pizza butt man.
Yeah.
Poops pizzas.
He said, "Oh man, I'm not supposed to be here."
What if you found out that's where pizza came from? Would you still eat it?
Gay sex.
Yeah, pizza. Every time gay sex happens,
every time
a pizza's made.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just kidding.
A guy gets pregnant with a pizza.
Dad, where do pizzas?
That's what guys get pregnant with.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Dad, where do
a medium's Domino two topping pizza?
Dad, where do pizzas come from? Well, son, when a man butt fucks another man.
When two men are horny for each other very much.
Mm-hmm. And really, love doesn't need to be involved whatsoever, but...
Generally Italian.
Just raw. Just needs to be raw.
Just explaining it to an 8-year-old.
And no, there's no poop on the pizza. I don't know how that works, but... No, no poop.
That part's just... That's just the miracle of life, son.
It's butt magic, son.
It's magic.
When two men want to make butt magic. It's a circle of life.
Yeah. It's a miracle, really. Mm-hmm. Every pizza's a miracle.
The lions the lions eat the zebras, and their bones turn into grass. And those bones get put into a man's ass. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that makes a pizza.
But just because you want a pizza doesn't mean you can, you know... His body, his choice. If he doesn't want to have a pizza.
And that's really my problem with Domino's is they got these big factory farms where they're forcing gay guys to fuck each other.
Yeah.
No space.
You hear that, Domino's?
There's no space for them to run around and do their nails.
Yeah. Horribly inhumane.
And they're just forcing them to fuck each other in the ass, and they make them so big with these steroids. These guys, they're pretty much just walking cocks. Mm-hmm.
Just walking down the street.
All these growth hormones are injecting into them.
Just walking cocks and asses, and just some of these gay guys make about four pizzas a day.
That's fucking retarded.
Just walking down the street eating a slice of pizza, and just fucking somebody comes up from pita and throws red or white paint all over you.
Every time
you fucking murderer.
Monster.
Every time you take a bite of pizza, you should thank God for gay sex.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
Really? Thank you, God, for making gay sex.
Yeah, if
I can enjoy this delicious homemade pan pizza.
God, sitting around the family dinner table, God, thank you for this delicious bounty of pizza. Mm-hmm. And thank you to all the gay sex that went into making it.
The pan pizza they have to do at missionary, which is a lot harder to pull off. That's cock on cock.
It stays flat.
Yeah. I'm just
balls on stomach.
I'm imagining a...
The flatbread.
How do y'all know?
The flatbread one is prone bone.
I know a lot about pizza. I like pizza. Yeah. I like to know where my food came
from. You gotta do prone bone to make flat pizza.
just a bunch of it's a fucking Australian shepherd herding like 50 gay guys in a field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now that's how I like my pizza.
Yeah. Every October,
come on, girl, go get them rounded up.
Every October, the Sherpas come down with their herd of gay men, and they bring them through the town. They come through; they're passing between mountains.
They call the holiday pizza gate.
They set up shops in town and sell little trinkets and pizza.
Oh, Mom, can we go to the petting zoo?
You don't want to know how they make stuffed crust, dude.
Just going to it's a heavy petting zoo.
Oh, nice.
Come on.
Dude.
Come on.
What? That was good.
Dude, fuck, bro.
What, dude? That one's over.
Where'd you get this personal pizza?
Oh, shit. Personal pan pizza.
Give him an apple.
Absolute goon sesh.
Give him an apple. You want to keep... Now, keep your palm all the way flat when you're feeding him the apple. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, sweetheart, I'm okay. I'm on a diet.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, my God, little girl. Thank you for this apple.
You are just so precious.
Is that your dad?
Mm-hmm. I love your nails, by the way.
No, but yeah, I don't believe in that. I think gay people should be free. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much the price of pizza goes up. Yeah.
We should only get as much pizza as they want to give us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
We're really just, I mean, we're feeding the horrible system by eating this, but you know, it's already here.
Yeah.
Might as well partake. But.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Big pizza's ruining gay sex. And
yeah.
Yeah. You have any personal comments on that?
When I said it, I just imagined a really big pizza. Mm-hmm. And I imagined two gay guys coming up to me like, I mean, how could we after this? Big pizza ruining gay sex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's probably hard to eat. Probably hard to have sex after eating a pizza.
You got
it. You're the fucking one.
Your brain is a wonderland.
Oh.
Your booty hole is a wonderland.
My car is totally fucked. If anybody out there is selling a car is watching this.
Jack, gonna buy it.
I'm gonna think about it.
He gonna
Miles buy. Sell it, wants to sell
I'm not
car.
Buying the fucking Jeep.
Dude, he's right here, man.
I'm not buying the Jeep. How many miles do you have on that thing?
How many miles? That's his do you name. Got miles?
Yeah. What the hell is going on, man? The frick?
How many miles do you have on that thing?
What thing?
The Liberty.
Shit, this shit?
You don't want to know.
Shit, man.
Had to reset the
probably
odometer.
Like, I lost the damn drivetrain warranty on it.
Probably like four miles, 5 miles.
I rolled back the odometer.
Yeah, I found Christ and rolled back the odometer. I'm a brand new car again.
I'm a brand new car again. I'm reborn.
Nice, dude.
No, for real. How many miles does it have?
878, bro.
878?
Yeah, 878. Yeah, bro.
It has 878 miles.
Yeah, bro. That's what I said.
I don't know why.
That's the most retarded thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, because you made it up.
You
No wonder.
Oh,
Shit,
100. Sorry, dude, you couldn't understand my accent. 100.
100,000?
178.
You have 178,000 miles on it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course it doesn't work.
Bro, that's...
Bro,
that's...
stop acting like you know shit about cars. You've been taking your damn car to a tire shop.
Big shit.
That motherfucker been taking his car to O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly's. O'Reilly is your mechanic.
He's been taking his car to O'Reilly's. It's called the AutoZone. Fix it.
AutoZone. Fuck.
It's an advanced AutoZone.
Oh, how many miles are on your car, Jack?
Like 163,000.
And you know what? I didn't want to bring it up, but I'm going to now because you've been talking shit. The reason your car broke down is because you haven't been taking good care of it.
No, 63,000.
You don't take good care of the car.
163,000.
163,000.
Don't make. I'm in.
You weren't taking a good enough care of the car, Jack. When's the last time you checked the transmission fluid?
I feel like it's kind of, yeah. Since we lived in Prague, dude.
When's the last time you checked the transmission fluid?
It's been a while. It doesn't overheat, though.
Transmission's been dry.
That's not the transmission, isn't the engine, bro.
Well, I've been taking it to this fucking tire shop. It didn't fucking do anything.
It's not the heat on your transmission. It's if your engine overheats. Yeah.
Do you ever mention to them the way when you drive it, it sounds like there's like rocks in it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the muffler. It's apparently, everybody I've taken it to has just told me it's a Nissan thing and that they can only fix it for a little bit before it starts doing that again.
Jeez.
And I'm like, okay.
Like an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Let's
come
go.
On. All right. All right. Now we're everybody cooking. Okay.
What if my head exploded?
I put it back together.
Like in the boys?
That'd be crazy. We need this.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, my car don't work, though. That thing is fucked.
We can still use his brain.
Fuck. The tow truck guy got there.
The future needs his brain.
You can charge it on the PlayStation.
The tow truck guy got there, and I turned it on and showed him what was wrong with it. He's like, oh, shit. That sounds like, that's not good. And I said, yeah, man.
Yeah.
And he goes, when's, he was like, you get new oil in it recently? Mm-hmm. I was like, when's the last time you got the oil changed? And I looked up at the sticker. I was like, it's due in a week. He said, fuck.
Did he ask you how long it had been making, like, all the noises?
Yeah, how long
well, it wasn't about the noises.
That?
It was about the car literally just won't, the transmission's just fucked now.
Yeah.
I heard if you pour Four Locos on.
Yeah.
The transmission, it can lube it up again.
Yeah. I had a friend do that.
Or it might transform.
Yeah, you just fucking. It was like a Looney Tunes cartoon. It fucking just went right back on the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty
turned
awesome.
Into a rocket. I just want a Rocket League car, bro.
Wait, actually.
Oh. Now that my car's fucked,
you're
that so might just.
You're a very good actor.
Would it be really cool? You think so?
Yeah, it was really good.
Well, wait, you weren't telling the truth?
No, he was joking. He was lying. He was acting.
Oh, I thought your thing was real.
That was so cool.
That was cool.
He's really good at acting.
Damn, dude.
Shut up. That's my boy.
Whoa. You should be in movies.
You really doing shit like that?
Dude, you should.
He's been saying we should get agents. Every time me and Grant watch movies now, he goes, about halfway through the movie, he just goes, we should get fucking agents!
It's just like, every movie we've been seeing has comics in it. Yeah. And they're like young, dude. Like, young. Like, just in extras. Or just being a fucking, like, being, I don't know, a cameraman or something. Like, like just fucking.
You saw a comic being a cameraman?
Yeah, Kevin Hart's a cameraman. What movie we saw?
Along Came Polly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And it's some other guy's a comedian,
Jeff
too.
Ross is in that motherfucker. Yeah. He's in The Wedding.
Oh, you mean he acts as a cameraman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jonah Hill just did a little
I got a little. Sorry, my bad. No, that was his character.
How'd you see him?
Yeah.
He was a really bad cameraman.
The camera angle was really low.
Jonah Hill was like that.
We're doing Kevin Hart short jokes.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall and 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yep.
It just was like a...
He said, you can do it, guy. He's famous, right?
You can do it.
That guy go anywhere?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just play crazy. Rocket League and imagine, man.
I can't anymore.
Oh, dude, I watched...
You play Rocket League?
I know, I just can't play, like, video games too much and imagine anymore. Like, it's like, every night, it's like, if I'm doing stand-up, it has to be fucking funny. Like, I have to, like, perform. If I'm, like, doing anything that's, like, that's a part of the craft, I can't fucking be a pussy. I can't, like, go back to fucking, like... Living at my mom's and playing video games all night.
That's what you did here.
No, bro. Like, I'll play, like, a little bit, right? But, like, if I fucking...
All right, I like this.
If I fucking have, like, a gig or anything, like, that's all I'm doing. That's all I'm thinking of. Like, that's all I'm, like, trying to do.
I like that.
Like, it's like... I mean, if I don't get booked for a week, it fucking sucks. And, like, yeah, I'll work as hard as I can, like, at a job that I'm working at. But, like, the minute I fucking get on stage, it's like balls to the wall. Fucking, like, that's how it has to be. I'm sorry for fucking getting gay.
But to the pizza box.
But to the pizza box.
But to the pizza box.
Yeah, it's like, it's just, it's dumb. It's dumb to, like, I can't, I don't know, I'm sorry for fucking that rip up. Mm-mm. I can't just, like sit at home and play Rocket League anymore. Yeah. That would fuck with me a lot. Because I was, like, addicted to that one, to be honest.
I never got into Rocket League.
Too hard, bro.
Yeah.
It's hard as fuck. That's why you stopped doing stand-up and you fucking
Rocket League. Everybody acted like it's a normal game.
It's hard.
It's car soccer. It's like normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird about that.
I thought you get in it.
That's made sense.
I thought you get in it and you already automatically move like the other, like when you watch people play.
No, yeah.
When I play Rocket League, it's like I'm driving a car.
Yeah.
I'm on the ground, bro.
Yeah. It's,
I'm like doing 3-point turns.
It's basically Gran Turismo with a soccer ball.
And they're going.
And you can fly.
There's like 12-year-olds going.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
I'm like.
Yeah, and he's just fucking good, it's fucking addicting. 12 to 0. You're like, this fucking sucks.
Did you guys see that video that Megan posted of Grant getting yelled at by a child on Rocket League?
Yes, bro.
That's
so funny.
It's so fucking funny.
I swear, man, this generation, man.
Word.
This generation's fucked.
I watched
kids used to be. We played 2v2 on Call of Duty. They would get so mad at me. We didn't have a mic. Just random children I would be playing with.
You fucking suck. Why do you fucking suck so bad?
Gunfight. Yeah, that's what
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Hell yeah.
They're just screaming through the TV.
Just stay here. I'll go to just stay here.
But it's funny, too, because they weren't even that good either.
No, they're just mad.
Just go, oh, my God.
Like, I'll still game, but as long as, like, you got to have, like, a goal, like, I can't, like, you know, I can't just,
level
like,
2.
Yeah. I can't just, like...
Speaking of gaming.
Suck. You know what I mean? Like, be in the suck.
Oh, yeah, we're pretty big in China now. Miles downloaded Chinese spyware on his phone.
I finally got one of... Those ads finally got me, dude. I got one of the damn...
You did?
I got one of the damn two
I've
times.
I've been wanting
three.
To play that.
Show the camera. Got the spyware going?
Yeah, I've been wanting to play that shit for a minute. Zoom? I see that on every Instagram ad every day.
Yeah.
Is it fun?
Nope.
Shut up.
Nope.
Shut up. Is it or is it not fun?
No, it's so addictive, though. I have 10 hours left before they fucking blow up my girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to blow up my fucking girlfriend.
Thanks for taking time out to pod, dude. That sounds pretty... Yeah. That's, you got a lot going on.
Yeah, you got a big day today.
Thank you,
guys. Save your lady.
The end of the world. A podcast.
I'm making hella money, though.
No, you're not.
Bro, I'm making hella money. Whoa, I got 17,000.
Is it real
gold.
Money or is it video game money?
What's the difference?
Dude, why are you
life
hating
life is
all
a video
sudden?
Game.
All of a sudden, you stop playing video games and now all you care about real money, bro.
That's not true.
Chill out.
I still game, but I guess you're right. Fucking, I was a little
bro,
bit.
Bro, you be gaming.
I was a little bit of a hater on that one. I do be gaming. Bro. I do be gaming, but.
Bro, you be gaming.
But I still fucking, like, do stand-up. I can't, like, game for, like, an all-night. I can't, like, fuck, like, I don't know.
Marathon
like, not,
sesh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
can't
exactly.
Be
game goon.
Yeah, it can't the be a game goon. Goon.
Game gooner.
Game goonin.
He's a game gooner.
They're coming out with a Hogwarts Legacy 2.
For real? I'm about to cop that shit.
Double magic.
Hell yeah.
Dude, that's going to be so badass. I love gaming.
Harry Potter totally gets with Hermione.
Dude, I watched...
Dude, they should have one where you can bang.
Yeah. Only complaint?
I watched anyone...
Only grievance?
I can't fuck any of the goblins.
I did not get to experience the school to the full extent.
I wanted to fuck one of the goblins using the Imperio curse.
I guess wizards don't go through puberty.
I kept trying to use the Imperio curse to fuck one of the...
One of the fucking goblins.
Yeah. What do you call the changing people? Animagus?
Yeah,
I wanted to fuck one of the wizards while they were a dog. they were under my Imperio curse. I had complete control of their mind, and yet no suckage.
No suckage.
Any word? I await your response.
And then strapping that to an owl.
I await your response, Epic Gaming.
I sucked at that game, honestly.
Yeah, I was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy watching you play.
Yeah, it was pretty. Yeah.
I never seen anybody so upset in the most whimsical.
Yeah.
Most whimsical atmosphere they have.
Yeah.
Like Christmas at Hogwarts. What the fucking shit? That's fucking bullshit.
I might get into Destiny 2 again and just ruin my life for a month.
You skip through all the instructions every time.
You gotta make me fucking read all this fucking British bullcrap.
Did you have fun though?
All these fucking British words.
No.
No?
The only fun part about that game. Mad. Yeah, the only fun part was the defense against the dark arts, but everything else kind of sucked. Yeah. I didn't get a broom.
The class?
You get spells, like right? Classes. You get spells from going to that class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you could just go around and do magic.
Did you ever leave the castle?
Bro,
you could go out into the world and like use the magic.
You go around like the whole country, bro.
I was about to say,
I held back.
You never made it out the castle.
He got held back at Hogwarts.
He couldn't find his way out of the castle.
Nah, sorry, y'all. I'd love to come hang out, but I got lunch detention.
I got summer school. My man went to summer school at Hogwarts.
I got lunch detention with Miss Cobblepot.
Oh, my God.
My man went to ISS.
Yeah.
Hogwarts.
Nah, school was cool, though. Like, some of the classes were fun.
Yeah.
It's funny you didn't get far enough in the game to know that it wasn't just school.
Yeah.
You got to, like, take finals. I got finals coming up.
You're just getting stressed about the school part of it. Oh, this game sucks.
I got my fucking owls coming up.
I fucking was, bro.
He's studying in his room.
I don't think I'm going to go to college, minute. Y'all. Y'all, I don't think I'm going to fucking college.
Yes.
Hopefully my dad in this game's got like a fucking cool wizard company I can work at. Oh, fuck, my dad's fucking dead. Fuck.
Fucking he eats that shit like a tank.
Finally.
Bro. The game that I'm addicted to Patience. Now, though, is Enlisted. I think I'm actually turning into a Rocket League, but I have to stop. Like, if I play too much, I'm gonna fucking.
It's just like shitty Battlefield, isn't it?
Yeah. No, bro.
It's not shitty Battlefield.
It's World War II.
It's World War II Battlefield, which they already did, didn't they?
No, you control squad, bro. Yeah.
You control the whole squad?
Yeah, you get like six. You get like five guys, bro. You can be like you're like the leader of a mortar team. It's kind of badass. Right?
Yeah.
You can fly planes.
Please don't talk shit about it. Is
it a free game?
Dumbass Battlefield.
Yes. Okay. Free game?
I'm probably going to pay for some stuff, honestly.
And it's super realistic because you like shoot a dude once and he's like, fuck, I'm fucking dead.
He's dead as fuck, bro.
I'm going to download Forkknife.
Forkknife? Oh.
Shit, bro. You look like
you're really
going to
do it.
I'm bad at that game.
Sorry, the new bro. Call of Duty crazy. Comes out soon.
Yeah, what does that mean, bro?
Sorry, that was crazy. I was doing a fat joke.
Yeah.
Is it Black Ops? Black Ops 6?
Is that fork knife? I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I'm not
going to
do any more pizzas, dude. And I know that kind of goes to your point. But
and it's because I'm mad.
I don't care.
It's
not because I'm taking this opportunity to hoard the pizza for myself.
Not doing some kind of fat guy Machiavellian move?
Yeah. Fat guy opportunist.
Perfect.
Oh, you've insulted me.
Perfect. I can use this opportunity to further my ambitions.
Gather my resources.
Dude, that would be funny if Fat Machiavelli.
Yeah.
It's a whole book about
it. It's just how to get food from people. Yeah.
Crafty.
They insulted you. They owe you.
Do you guys follow that Korean guy that like teaches you how to sneak food?
That's so funny.
It's so funny.
No.
There's a guy on Instagram. He does like videos on how to like
craft
more food.
Kraft Machiavelli.
Nice, dude. All
right. No, but I want to hear. I want to hear about the Korean guy.
That's it.
Your enemies have
he
licorice.
He sneaks food.
Your enemies have licorice.
To where?
He'll do like tutorials. Way,
like his from mouth. Like from like group settings.
Yeah.
Like, if there's, like, a pizza.
He'll, like, teach you how to stack a slice, distract them, and then stack a slice on another slice and pretend it's one slice.
So that you can eat twice as much
pizza.
Food. But that just doesn't sound enjoyable.
Yeah, but
it sounds like you're doing it just to...
funny because it's so fat.
Yeah.
Is he a fat guy?
It's tips for fat guys. It's very funny.
Is it a fat guy?
No, he's like...
He's just a regular guy.
No, I mean, he's, like, not...
He's like,
not,
chubby.
He's chubby, but he's, like, kind of strong looking.
Yeah.
He looks good in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've done the math.
It does look good in the suit.
It's great. Yeah. Like Psy.
Mm-hmm. So okay. Oh, all right. Yeah, he's a chubby guy.
Gangnam, might be Psy. Gangnam I don't Stone. Know.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was GH something.
He just takes a slice and stacks it on another one.
Yeah, you go, oh.
No, it's PSY.
Or it's the one that I was wondering.
I forgot they say names differently.
Where he, like, takes all the cheese off it. It takes all the cheese off the pizza. He's a very funny guy. Yo, check out Fat Gangnam Style if you guys have time.
Is it?
Nah, that's not his name.
I don't know his name. He just pops up on my reels.
Fat check Gangnam out Chinese Style. Korean guy. Eats a lot of food.
Search. He might not be a Korean.
I think he's Korean.
I think he's Korean too.
Search Korean guy fat as shit. You'll find it.
Is it still rolling?
Kraft Machiavelli. Word.
Yeah, the dummy battery's sick.
All right, so a dance contest.
Dance contest? What, like a twerk off?
Yeah.
What are we at on time?
What do I look like, a jab walkie?
Usually takes me like 30 minutes to dance.
50 minutes?
Yeah.
Jack off a walkie?
Maybe next time.
Whoa.
Like 10 minutes. We could just fucking...
Jack off a walkies. That's pretty
put
good.
On some...
It's like, you can't... You don't... Who are they? And it's just like five dudes and...
Five dudes beating off.
Five dudes beating off in fucking mass.
The jack off a walkies.
Yeah. And then everybody hits the button on.
Wait, no, you don't hit the button. Button's X.
Golden buzz. They all give a golden buzzer.
Yeah, they get the golden buzzer.
You're thinking of the singer show.
The voice.
Jabberwockies were ABDC.
Yeah, no, but I like the idea of somebody go, it's the voice, but it's just, it's the guy who goes out and starts beating off. Just, oh my fucking God.
It's my favorite.
What's a Jabberwock?
Oh, show your dance move. You do have a good dance move.
Oh, yeah. I came up with this dance move the other day.
Hell yeah. How's it go?
Whoa.
Damn, dude.
Dude, you have what it takes
That'd
to be a jack off a walkie.
You got to find like four other guys, and then you got a dance crew. Truck's worried, dude.
Oh, no. Are you going to die and nobody's going to get your pizza?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
Buddy, you can have my pizza.
He put my name in his will.
Sorry, I've been showing him videos of that Korean guy.
It's Truck at the fucking funeral home in a suit just as the lawyer's reading my final will and testament.
Yeah. And to Truck.
He's got a big black hat on and a veil. Yeah. Pearls.
To Truck, I leave an entire package of pepperoni.
The whole thing?
wait. I leave an entire package of pepperoni to Miles. What?
Yeah.
That should be mine.
Into Truck, $10 million. What am I going to do with that?
That should all be mine.
Fucking, what is a Jabberwocky, though?
About to lemony snick at my
it's
ass.
It's a dance group. Yeah.
Dance group.
Oh, are those the guys?
You guys with white masks?
I was going to say with the mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they jerked off on stage.
Okay. They did?
And America fell in love with them.
Yeah.
Later in their career.
I thought Jabberwockies.
They jack off a lot.
They didn't start jerking off until they got meta.
Yeah. They're like, we've already found the boundaries of modern dance.
They figured out dance.
How do we push past this?
When y'all said that at first, I thought y'all were talking about like Ewoks from like Star Wars.
Live on television.
I was just kind of fucking.
See, the boundaries.
Huh? Sure. I was like, No, when y'all said Jabberwockies, I thought y'all were talking about Ewoks from Star Wars.
They do do a little dance.
They kind of got that.
They do a little dance at the end.
Oh, wait, no, that they're called Ewoks in Star Wars. Yeah. What's a Jabberwocky?
Why are they called Ewoks?
I don't know. Alien they walk on Earth.
Why are they called?
Alien made up.
Why are they called Ewoks? I've never thought about that.
Fuck you.
Where does that come from? What is the origin?
Maybe they should be called.
Oh, no, I wasn't making fun of you.
Okay.
I was just being a really dumb guy. I was kind of doing a Joe Rogan. Why do they call them Ewoks? What is that?
You got me, dude. I thought it. Dude, you're a good actor, too, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, Mikey's really fucking good.
No wonder you're saying you guys need agents. Were you guys been acting?
Dude, me and Grant.
You guys watch movies and act?
Yeah. You guys leave.
Yeah. Pretty much. We have acting parties. We move the table.
What's in the fucking box?
Yeah. Handmade pan pizza.
Dude, that was fucking good.
Yeah. You can't handle the truth.
Dude, that's fucking good.
You guys both put on turtlenecks and tweed pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, I'm looking up agents. No, stop.
Literally.
I'm doing
We're not
it.
Ready.
I'm looking up.
Let's keep practicing.
No, you don't understand. I've seen. I've
got our suits get here.
12 beers deep.
Dude, just wait.
No. You don't understand. I'm as high as I am every time I watch a good movie, and you're blowing my mind right now.
I really thought you were the detective.
I like you just watching a movie about the detectives, and you're like, maybe Mikey's the bad guy. Maybe Mikey's the one who...
He's dead.
He's fucking
dead. Oh, my fucking God.
Holy shit.
Dude.
I thought there was actually a dead guy in the room.
Dude, let me record you doing that. Yeah. Do that shit again.
He's dead.
Holy fuck. There's even better.
That was even better. You're getting better.
In real time.
You're literally getting better right now at acting.
I feel like I'm levitating. I feel like I'm floating right now. What's going on?
Dude, if you keep doing that...
Dude, let's be actors, bro.
I didn't know
let's make some real fucking money.
Yeah, we'll be pretty sick.
Yeah. Acting?
Yeah. I'm tired of all this chump change I'm getting from stand-up comedy.
Yeah, we need to get into community college short films.
We got to get into acting.
That's where the real money is.
Acting. This palme d'or.
Speak Shakespeare.
I'm about to have a palme d'or.
I'm about to be at the
and the ore is gold because I'm rich.
Going to the
palm to ore.
Dollar bill, y'all.
Getting a.
I think that means gold actually.
Yeah. I have no idea. You've been speaking French the entire time.
What about going to the Cannes?
Not the entire time.
You've been speaking French the entire time.
The Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah, I heard there was a Cannes festival,
it's
man.
Cannes.
No, that's what I'm saying. You get there, and you're like, where the fuck are all the chicken fingers? The guy who's pissed off. There's no chicken fingers.
I thought it'd be because of boobs. Got a Cannes? They got a Cannes festival?
Ooh.
Number one Caniac.
They got a festival at Cannes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cluck, cluck.
Ain't
spend
nobody
a buck.
Told me about that.
What is it, a wet t-shirt contest?
You told me you guys got a boob festival in France, and ain't nobody told me about that shit.
Nobody told me
France
about
is
that.
A boob festival. You ever heard those guys talk?
Big boob, little boob, small boob. Big boob, big boob, boob.
Dude, there was an Australian boob. Guy at the open mic on Sunday, and he literally sounded like a dog.
That's awesome.
You were
talking to me.
And he had the audacity to go, and then you guys sound like this. I was like, are you kidding me, dude?
You
fucking chowder.
You pulled me aside and you were like, did you see that Australian guy? I was like, no. He's like, he was up there. He was doing well, but I couldn't understand a goddamn thing he was saying.
I literally did not. I don't think anybody knew.
Crazy. Yeah, Australians, man. They love it here.
Austin especially. I don't get
They've got so much confidence here. I mean, I'm assuming they're just confident people at this point.
I think it's like a travel thing.
Maybe like
I think it's
I
like,
guess everybody does. Kind
maybe
of,
they like
yeah.
it because
like
it's
like, you go, like I'm the king of this place.
It's like it's like that's how we assume people are a certain way because we only see the ones
and
that decide to travel and like
Austin's
find
in the
themselves.
Name.
I'm looking for Coke on Sixth Street.
Yeah, so we're like, I guess Australians are all annoying Coke fans.
Yeah,
Austin's in the name. Australia.
Australia.
Or they have.
Pretty close.
Whoa.
Whoa, Austin and real.
That's why they think
Whoa.
They, I think that's
Austin
like
is real.
Whoa.
Shit. Fuck. About to be was real.
I think they like it, dude.
I was thinking about that yesterday.
It's real. About to be was real.
Dude, that was like the hardest way to have like a free Palestine take. It's usually like kind of like indie, you know, like free Palestine. It's like being gangster about it.
Yeah, it was real.
About to be was real, bro.
When guys are done with it,
Israel about to be was real. That's insane.
Yeah, I was in the car with Jess thinking that, and I was like, I probably shouldn't tell her.
She's having a hint.
Hey, check this out.
Hey, babe. I thought of something.
This is how I feel about trans people.
I know this is your favorite song.
Just laying material on your girl.
Oh, I love just laying heavy subjects on her.
Just
you
want to
hear
her,
how I like really feel about trans people?
Just watching her head spin.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, here it comes. Mm-hmm. Your friend's annoying. Mm-hmm.
Miles, don't say that.
No, I didn't say it. I've been thinking it this whole time.
I don't know if it's true for all of them. I just know that person is annoying, and I feel like I'm not allowed to say it.
It's annoying. I can't say anything about it, and I wish I could.
Oh, I can't tell you how I fucking feel.
I thought we were supposed to be seeking truth together.
Mm-hmm. We can't call trans people annoying?
Whoa, that's not what I was. Those weren't my thoughts.
That's what you said.
That's what I thought you said. I was ripping on what you said.
We're doing what you think.
Yeah, it was in your mind.
Trans people, no, I see them.
Oh, yeah. God, what a great guy.
Nice, dude.
What a great joke.
Trans Visibility Day. We see ya.
I remember. It's burned into my memory the times that has crushed and the times that it's just completely put the room on top of its own head, where they're like, "Oh my god." Because I also remember it was never one that you closed on. It would be like front or mid of the set, so it would really determine how the rest of it was going to go. Yeah.
Bro, I was thinking about stand-up today and just like, I was like, dude, if I did like more sillier stuff up top, mm-hmm. then like the more like harder stuff would work better at the end.
Yeah.
But, and then I was thinking, I was like, oh, I don't do that because I don't like thinking like that. I like putting the shit, like the stuff that's like the cringy, the stuff that makes, that's like cringe, yeah. You know?
Yeah,
putting up top, and then going into
making it harder.
What if boobs was a car?
Well, wait. What if boobs was a car?
What if boobs was a car?
I don't know.
I'm driving.
Hell yeah.
Ladies, if you want men to drive you around, turn cars into boobs.
God. That's a good point.
That's actually a really good point.
One of those like Martin points comics. Those yeah. comic that makes points, but it's just absolutely insane.
Absolute nonsense.
Ladies.
Jeff Boobworthy.
Ladies.
You want to know how to keep your man?
Turn your whole body into tits.
You might be a boob.
The whole crowd going,
yeah. You don't want me to complain about the weight, turn Pizza Hut into a butt.
Yeah. You had three people in the back going, I've been saying that.
Why don't you make salad boobs?
Yeah.
And then I'll eat some.
Well,
yeah. He said, why don't you
then
make
I won't
salad
put so
boobs?
Much ranch on them.
Well, you might be a boob.
Shit. You want me to go work out? Put some more titties in there.
Yeah. He said, put some more titties in there.
Turn the gym into a titty.
Make the weights titties. And then I'll pick them up.
You want me to vote? Turn the voting booth into a big old titty.
Boo Williams.
First in line.
I guarantee I'll be there.
Shit, then I'll vote twice.
I got my registration, my passport, your passport.
Yeah. I'm camping out. Boob day.
I rest.
Boob day.
Boob day.
Boob day.
Y'all voting for boobies?
Yeah.
It's first right. Boob day.
It's that simple.
Everybody can do it.
If it ain't broke, it's a boob.
You know I like titties, yeah. And yet you refuse.
Yeah. Put a titty on his head.
Oh, my God. The crowd is going crazy.
And I told him, put some titties on that shit.
No, standing ovation. There's roses being thrown
you
up
You want
there.
Me to listen to your dumbass story? Put your damn titty in my mouth.
Tell it with your boobs.
Shit,
if boobs could talk, I would listen.
You use your hands all the time. Use your boobs to talk.
Use your damn boobies, baby. I'm going to listen.
If God wanted me to listen to your stories, he would have put ears in my eyes. I'm looking at your boobs.
Talking to your boob like an old phone.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Your damn titties like an old phone.
One nipple up my ear, one nipple up my mouth.
Hello. Operator.
Operator.
I said, oh, what's my attachment style? Mouth to boob.
Mouth to boob resuscitation.
Mouth to boob resuscitation.
And I got narcolepsy.
My attachment style? gifts of boobs.
And I'm dying.
Acts of boob.
Acts of boob.
Gifts of boob. Physical boob touch.
Words of
boobs of affirmation.
Touch licks. Affirming that your boobs are going to be nearby soon. And quality. That there will be titties soon.
Quality.
Boobs affirmative.
And confirmation. Quality.
Boob time.
Don't worry, these are still boobs. Oh, thank God.
You want me to watch Tom Cruise?
I have an anxious attachment
mission
style.
Mission Boob Possible.
Mission Boob Possible. I'm an anxious attachment style. Oh, my God. Are there still boobs here?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Where are they? Where are they?
When boobs aren't around.
Oh, yeah. So scary. I just need to be affirmed.
I'm going to avoid an attachment style. I'm not coming over there unless there's boobs.
Baby, let me hold it.
I want to go over there. There's boobs here.
We got boobs at home. Boobs at home be like...
picture of your wife.
You see what I'm dealing with?
If you don't want me to cheat, then look like Anya Taylor-Joy.
Then look like Jennifer Hudson.
Let me spell it out for you, ladies. B-O-O-B-S. Boobs.
What's that spell?
If you don't want me
look
to cheat.
Look at your chest.
Why are you not sucking my dick? Wherever I am.
If all math was boobs, I'd be on the moon already.
Shit, look like a big boob. I'm trying to check it out.
Yeah. Wait, what is it? Isn't there a Cat Williams joke about, or somebody's joke about, maybe it was about her. Like, Elon Musk want to go to Mars. Hey, Elon, there ain't no pussy up there. Why the fuck you would go up to Mars then? I'll stay down here with all the pussy.
I think that's John Mulaney. Sounds like John Mulaney.
Mulaney.
Ain't no damn motherfucking pussy up there.
Ain't no damn pussy on the moon.
That's when he was still doing drugs. He was a different guy back
then. Oh, that'd been awesome.
Oh, dude, if he was all coked up.
He didn't, yeah, right?
I all coked up with the Cat Williams hair.
What the heck?
The fucking bob.
In the green suit.
Yeah, we didn't even realize he was doing white Cat Williams. That's how, fucking white bread mayonnaise that guy is. On cocaine, he still can't
even tell.
Come on, do a black scent.
He's doing that.
Come on.
This motherfucker's talking about plays still. This motherfucker on cocaine talking about plays.
That was wicked.
Mayo ass white boy.
I like
that's
the idea.
That's why he got all those jokes about his childhood.
Oh, facts. Yeah.
When I was a kid.
Dude, oh my God, this is another idea. When I was a kid, dude.
Just the only way you were able to tell he was on cocaine was during his specials. He's fucking around with a butterfly knife the whole time while doing his jokes. It's like, and
oh,
they
shit.
Said.
You guys want to see something?
I should hold
doing
on real quick.
Special. You guys want to see something real quick?
Fuck. Fuck.
Come on, bro.
Fuck.
Chill.
Shit. Fuck.
All right, guys.
Well, we're done.
Yeah, we're at like an hour.
Is that it?
Yeah, I gotta cook and do absolute shit later.
Pizza you later.
Yeah, peace and love, y'all.
Thanks for enjoying the pizza pod.
Yeah, pizza pod.
Fucking.
Yeah, if you'd like, you can deliver us a pizza Wednesdays around 2.
Yeah,
and we will eat it live.
On the pod.
On the pod.
And that delivery address is 5225.
Do not jizz on the pizza.
Please don't do that.
5225 Jane Lane, apartment 426.
Thank you very much.
We will eat it live on camera.
Yeah. And if you're holding off, it would be fun to get one during February when they do the heart-shaped ones.
Ooh.
That'd be kind
of
cool.
Or really any kind of meal. We could do this like a mukbang kind of thing.
Send bread. We could do a mukbang.
Yeah.
Send us
Olive Garden.
Send an Uber Eats order 5225 Jane Lane, apartment 426.
Yeah.
Dog food.
We will be here Wednesdays 2 p.m. Around 2 p.m.
Yeah.
1 to 2 p.m.
Every,
You get us a months long HelloFresh subscription. We'll eat the whole package here in
1
an hour.
Yeah, 1 month long.
We'll eat a month worth of food.
We'll cook it all and eat it one time.
Yep.
And truck will be involved.
Pretty much.
He's going to get some of that.
He's a mouth. We have to feed that, too. So
He's more than a mouth. I mean.
Well, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
All right.
Oh,
God damn.
Oh, my God, Jack.
You say that about him.
Fuck you.
He's a mouth. We got to put stuff in there.
I don't even know what fucking HelloFresh is, dude. But I bet it's awesome.
Hello, Fresh.
Wait, is that the meal?
We got hog maws, fat collard greens.
Got the damn pig's feet.
Hello, stay fresh.
Hello, stay fresh.
All right. You want to do the outro?
Yeah.
You are now leaving the Jane
Lane
special.
Jane Lane special.
I don't know. I didn't like that one.
Rugga rugga.
You didn't like
it was good, but it was different.
That was crazy.
It's crazy you did that.
That's crazy.
It's crazy you said that.
Bye, guys. Love you. I liked it.
There goes all the bonding we did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pretty fucking rude.
I'm sorry.
What's better?
No, I mean, we don't have to do it again. I'm trying to be more honest.
Let him know what you can do.
Yeah, hit him again. All right.
Flex on his bitch ass.
All right, everybody.
Wait, are we doing the whole thing again?
Oh, we're doing it.
You are now leaving the Jane
Lane
special.
Jane Lane special.
Now, hey, Jack, I didn't like yours.
No, that's fine.
I didn't like that.
That's good.
You were.
It felt like a whiplash moment.
You were off time. Were you rushing or were you dragging?
Were you what? Were you rushing or were you dragging?
Fuck yeah.
All right. Again.
Bye-bye.
Again. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.